Smugglers deliver a Sharelunker trifecta. Texas border business. Athens. Three anglers at three separate lakes caught legacy-class Sharelunkers Monday afternoon to kickstart the second month of the 2024 Toyota Sharelunker collection season. It was the 13th time in program history that anglers submitted three or more legacy-class largemouth bass in a single day. This is the first triple lunker day since the 2021 collection season when the feat was accomplished twice. Angler Aaron Zeus of Gardner, Kansas, got the day rolling at OH Ivy with 13.87-pound Sharelunker 654, followed shortly thereafter by Alec Morrison of Peru, New York, who submitted 13.82-pound Sharelunker 655 at Sam Rayburn. Ben Milliken of New Caney, Texas, capped the day with 13.15-pound Sharelunker 656 from Lake Nakanich. Milliken's fish was the first legacy-class entry from Lake Nakanich since Larry Mosby's 13.06-pound Sharelunker 567 on February 28, 2017, and only the second overall. Monday's run of Sharelunkers doubled the season total to six, and OH Ivy remains at the top of the scorecard with three entries in 2024. "The fact that we got three today was pretty incredible," said Natalie Goldstrom, Toyota Sharelunker coordinator. "I've been a part of double Sharelunker days, and that's what we thought we had when we left the hatchery. But when we were on the road, we got the call about the third legacy class Sharelunker. There's only a handful of these fish that are caught every year. Some days are special when the Sharelunkers are biting and you end up with more than one." Zeus spent 3 days at OH Ivy, but due to high winds on the first two, fishing was severely limited. However, on Monday the wind died down and Zeus was able to move around the lake and target key spots on the water. "We got on the water about 8 a.m. and headed to an area I fished at last year," said Zeus. "I caught an 11.7-pound fish, and it was the first double-digit fish of my life, so I had to come back to try and eclipse that. I spotted her and threw a good cast her way with an umbrella rig tied to the line. She ate it and it was quite a battle from there to get her in the boat. I'm 51 years old, been fishing my whole life, and this is something I may have seen in a dream, but for it to come true is unbelievable." Zeus then made the call to the Sharelunker program to get the entry process started. "Everyone with the Sharelunker program has been amazing, and I didn't know just how big of a deal this is," added Zeus. "Before I came down here, I saw a video of the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center with the Lunker Bunker, and Natalie Goldstrom speaking about the program. I told my wife about it and said, 'Look at what these people do for the fish and the anglers in the state of Texas. I'm highly impressed with the Sharelunker program, and this experience was amazing.'" Morrison was scouting some areas at Sam Rayburn on the first day of practice for the Major League Fishing, MLF, Invitational event that starts Friday. Morrison won the Toyota Series at Sam Rayburn last year, so he had some familiarity with the lake. "I really didn't catch that many fish today, but was fortunate to get one of those big ones to bite," said Morrison. "I didn't think it was all that big when I initially hooked it, but figured it was at least in the 8 to 9 pound range. To my surprise, it didn't fight all that hard and came up next to the boat. It also didn't really jump at all during the fight, but when I got my first glimpse of it up close, I knew it was at least 10 pounds. Once I had it in the boat, that's when I realized I had a special fish in my hands." Morrison put the fish on the scale, and when it registered over 13 pounds he began the Sharelunker program entry process. He had reeled in a personal best 12.1-pound bass in Florida about a week ago that broke a previous personal best of 11 pounds. Little did Morrison know that Monday his personal best would be topped again and that the fish would be a legacy-class Sharelunker. "I've always been a huge fan of the Sharelunker program and everything that revolves around it," added Morrison. "I'm a firm believer that these lakes are as good as they are due to the work of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, TPWD, and the Sharelunker program. The program has always interested me and been something that I wanted to hopefully be a part of. I may never catch a fish of that size again, so it was really cool to participate in that whole process and see it firsthand. It was an awesome experience." Milliken positioned his boat in about 30 feet of water looking for fish to target at Lake Nakanich. He had just caught one a little over 10 pounds about 45 minutes before. I noticed the big ones were really starting to raise up out of the brush on the bottom of the lake, said Milliken. I was using a little sixth-sense juggle minnow on a 1/16-ounce jig head and dropped it down and led her by a long ways. Lucky enough, she came right up to it and ate it while I was twitching it in, so it was pretty awesome. I caught her using a spinning rod with a 6-pound braid and 6-pound fluoroleader, so it was a really light line. I fought it forever, but she came right up to the surface, and when I saw her, I knew it was a giant one, so I took my time and got her in. It was pretty exciting. Milliken had recently been at the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center to tour the Scherlunker facility and conduct some seminars with Bass University. I got to see the Scherlunker we caught at OHIV 3 years ago, added Milliken. They kept the fish in the area and have bred a ton of other fish with it. It's awesome and great that Texas puts a lot of value in stocking the best genetics throughout the state. We are seeing the results of that work. During the first 3 months of the season, January 1st through March 31st, anglers who reel in a 13-plus-pound bass can loan it to TPWD for the Scherlunker Selective Breeding and Stocking Program. These anglers can call the Scherlunker hotline at 903-681-0550 to report their catch 24/7 through March 31st, 2024. Anglers must weigh their potential legacy class fish on a certified scale. A list of official weigh stations can be found on the Scherlunker official weigh and holding stations website. Monday's anglers utilized certified scales at Elm Creek Marina, Scherlunker 654, Tackle Addict, Scherlunker 655, and County Park at Lake Nakanich, Scherlunker 656. Anglers who catch and loan one of these 13-plus-pound lunkers earn legacy class status, receive a catch kit filled with merchandise, a 13-pounds plus legacy decal for their vehicle or boat, VIP access to the Toyota Scherlunker annual awards event, a high-quality replica mount of their fish from Lake Fork Taxidermy, and Bass University will provide a swag pack and annual subscription. These anglers will also receive entries into two separate drawings, a legacy class drawing and the year-end grand prize drawing. Both drawings will award the winner a $5,000 Bass Pro Shops shopping spree. The year-round Toyota Scherlunker program offers four levels of participation for catching bass over 8 pounds or 24 inches in Texas. Anglers who enter data for any lunker they catch greater than 8 pounds or 24 inches during the 2024 calendar year also receive a catch kit, a decal for their vehicle or boat, a one-month subscription to Bass University and an entry into the year-end grand prize drawing to win a $5,000 Bass Pro Shops shopping spree. Scherlunker entry classes include the Bass Pro Shops Lunker Class, 8LB+, Strike King Elite Class, 10LB+, and Lose Legend Class, 13LB+. Once a lunker is reeled in, anglers need to enter the catch data on the Toyota Scherlunker mobile app, available for free from the Apple App Store and Google Play, or on the Toyota Scherlunker online app at texasscherlunker.com. In addition to providing basic catch information, anglers have the option to send a DNA scale sample from their lunker base to TPWD researchers for genetic analysis. Anglers who contribute a sample to the program in 2024 will receive a loose baitcast reel valued at up to $200 while supplies last, with a limit of one reel per angler. Anglers who send in a genetic sample will also get a three-month subscription to Bass University. Instructions for submitting DNA samples are located on the Toyota Scherlunker website. The Toyota Scherlunker program is made possible in part by the generous sponsorship of Toyota. Toyota is a longtime supporter of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation and TPWD, providing major funding for a wide variety of fisheries, state parks, and wildlife projects. Additional vital program support comes from Legend Class Category Prize Sponsor Lose, Elite Class Category Prize Sponsor Strike King, Lunker Class Category Prize Sponsor Bass Pro Shops, American Fishing Tackle Company, Bass Forecast, Bass University, Lake Fork Taxidermy, and Sixth Sense Fishing. For updates on the Toyota Scherlunker program, visit facebook.com/scherlunkerprogram/https://www.instagram.com/texasscherlunker/or texasscherlunker.com. Information source, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department.